Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Another breezy day will impact the way it feels as our temperatures fall. The wind chill will feel awfully cold this afternoon. I'll show you coming up. Today, Wake County school leaders will meet to finalize their plans for a controversial law. Coming up, more on the pushback that could impact this law from going into effect.
And police in Apex are trying to find a man who entered a woman's apartment and assaulted her with a handgun. The attack has people who live in that apartment complex a bit concerned.
And it's not quite winter yet, technically, but don't tell that to folks in the North Carolina mountains. Snow is falling there, and we have video from people here in the Triangle who also saw some flakes overnight as well. You may be thinking, wait a second, it was well above freezing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It was in the 40s. Well, meteorologist Lips Gardner will have an explanation for that coming up. It is 6 o'clock. We're glad you're with us on this Tuesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. And for Jeff Hogan, it was a rather intriguing night otherwise. Well, for that explanation, let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Weather Center.
Yeah, take a look here at radar. And you can see as this passed by us yesterday evening, it's showing up on radar as just a quick little green blob that goes by, which means rain. Temperatures when this band of precipitation moved by were in the mid to upper 40s. And so the radar makes some assumptions about what's falling based on the surface temperature. But just above our heads, temperatures were below freezing. And so it actually fell and was able to reach the ground before it melted, even though the temperatures here on the ground were so much warmer. There's been some snow in the mountains, too, but you can see it is over at this point. We are drying out. We're going to see sunny skies for today. But our temperatures are dropping now, and it's going to feel chilly this afternoon. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Looking beautiful outside. 35 is our temperature around the triangle, but our wind is coming out of the northwest at about 8 miles per hour. So the temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. Feels like 29 in the triangle, 27 in Fayetteville, 27 in South Hill, Rocky Mount, Roxborough, and it feels like 23 in Southern Pines. But our actual temperatures, for the most part, are at or above freezing right now. This is the way the afternoon will feel. It's going to feel like 20s in a lot of places this morning. But with a cold afternoon and a little bit of breeze, it's only going to feel like 30s this afternoon. So be prepared. Our temperature at lunchtime will be 42. We'll see an actual high of 45, but feeling colder than that. We do have a quick warm up in our forecast for the first day of winter. I'll show you that coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader. It is 6:02 here on your Tuesday morning, and taking a look at the triangle. We are in the clear pretty much all across the board right now, which is really good. 440, the Beltline is in the clear. 540, and then over in Durham, the Durham Freeway looking good. This is our live look at US 1 at Tryon Road, a slowdown spot that we sometimes see in the morning, not always, but we'll keep an eye on it and let you know if any incidents pop up. Renee.
Brett, thanks. And as Elizabeth showed us, we're above freezing this morning, but we certainly won't be seeing anything like this. This is video from the North Carolina mountains out of Ashe County. And there were some flurries in the air in the triangle overnight as well. WRAL's Heidi Kirk is live in downtown Raleigh this morning. And Heidi, we just don't see snow all that often around here. So when we do see some flurries, people get pretty excited.
And Renee, I am one of those people who gets really excited. I, for one, am dreaming of a white Christmas, even though it doesn't seem like we're going to get it. But I sure am excited to see those snowflakes here in the Triangle and beyond. In fact, we're going to take you straight to that video that you'll see on your screens. Let's start in Wake Forest. Now, that's a mix of rain and snow coming down, sent to us by a viewer once again. Now, it's really cool to see that, especially in 40-degree temperatures. Now, up next, we're going to take you to Durham. I know it's a little bit hard to see back there, but if you squint into the darkness, you're going to see a couple of flurries coming down. And now, a little bit outside of our coverage area, that's Lexington. As you can see, once again, back in the background there, there's some snow coming down. And finally, in my opinion, this is the winner.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we'll show you more snow. Take a look at this live picture of blowing rock right now. This is a live look. You can see all the white snow on the ground there. It's a little breezy there as well, just making you feel really cold. This is resortcams.com. Also, I want to show you this. This is pretty cool. This is King Street in Boone. It's a 24-hour time lapse showing from day to night. And you can see on the cam there that rain and snow that came down on King Street in Boone, North Carolina. So pretty cool to see.
Michelle, thanks. Well, three people are out of their homes this morning after a fire on Kerfman Street in Raleigh. 35 firefighters responded to the scene just after 10 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. No one on what caused that fire. The Red Cross is assisting the displaced residents.
Police in Apex are working to make an arrest after a woman says a man wearing a ski mask forced his way into her apartment and hit her with a handgun. This happened at the Avalon Peaks apartment complex just off 1010 Road around 3 yesterday afternoon. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say it was an isolated incident and that there's no ongoing danger to the community. Anyone with information about what happened is asked to call Apex Police.
Oh, today, the Wake County School Board will vote to approve the budget for the upcoming year. The vote was pushed back in October because of the delay in the state budget being approved. Adjustments were then made to the $644 million school's budget. The proposed budget includes funding for the construction of new schools. We also learned back in October the board approved new pay scales for Wake County school employees. Those raises have already been given out. Also today, we'll learn how Wake County Public Schools will put a controversial new policy in place. The board will vote today on how to implement the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. WRL's Kelsey Coffey live outside Wake County School's headquarters in Cary to walk us through what we should expect from today's meeting. Kelsey.
Well, Ken, school leaders will meet here at the board headquarters later today, and they're looking to nail down the final plans to put that law on the books. So this law relates to gender identity and sexual orientation issues. It requires schools to tell parents if their student wants to change their name or pronouns. WRL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst says the law is open to interpretation. Schools have been in talks with lawyers for months about this. LGBTQ plus advocates are working to block the bill.
A few different LGBTQ plus groups have said they're going to file a Title IX complaint at the federal level. They're hoping to be able to stop the law from going into effect.
And today, school leaders are just focusing on finalizing the policy, but that next step is going to be figuring out how they can put this into practice. The law is set to go into effect next month. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Cary.
Take a look now at this live look from Iceland, where a volcano is now erupting after weeks of tremors. The volcano near the town of Grindavik started erupting just after 10 last night local time. Authorities are warning people to stay away from that area, not just because of the lava, but because of the volcanic gases are also dangerous. The nearby town has been evacuated since early November when the tremor started.
Well, back here at home, Raleigh police investigating an assault on the Beltline as a homicide. Police releasing the picture of this gray car. Detectives want to talk to the driver or anyone who was inside that vehicle as part of their investigation. Officers are also looking for anyone who may have video of the incident. Police closed I-440 on Sunday between Hillsborough Street and Western Boulevard after finding a white van with bullet holes. At the time, police only called it a serious assault. Investigators have not said what they found inside that vehicle.
Today, leaders in Durham will hear recommendations for how to improve safety in the city. Durham's Community Safety and Wellness Task Force will present its final report to City Council today. Among the recommendations expected to be discussed are the creation of an office for survivor care for victims of violent crimes and their families. The task force is also suggesting reallocating vacant positions within the police department to the community safety department. Durham City Council will meet at 1 this afternoon.
Welcome on, police investigating a bank robbery. It happened around 1:15 yesterday afternoon at the Wells Fargo and Benvenue Road. According to police, the man you see wearing a ski mask in what you're about to see and a dark-colored hoodie passed a note to the teller demanding money. The man stole an undisclosed amount of cash from the teller and ran off. It doesn't appear he had a weapon, though. At this time, police have not said if they made an arrest in this case.
A family in Wilson is left heartbroken this morning after this young girl, Jasmine Kite, died from the flu. Jasmine died yesterday after suffering viral myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle brought on by the flu. Family members shared more about what happened to Jasmine in a GoFundMe post. She was diagnosed with the flu on Wednesday, then went into cardiac arrest on Thursday, and she died in the hospital Monday. Pediatrician Dr. Lori Langdon talked with WRL about when to seek medical help for a child with the flu.
The actual number of fever is not what really scares us. It's how that child is handling the fever, if they're having difficulty breathing or dehydration.
And if they are, go to the hospital. Dr. Langdon says a child experiencing heart issues during the flu is not extremely common. Jasmine is the second child to die of the flu this season in our state. North Carolina reports new numbers every week. The most recent numbers through December 9th show one child and 13 adults have died since October 1st.
Just about 10 minutes after 6 now, new video from North Korea shows the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. While experts who've analyzed this video say this missile shows the potential to reach the U.S.
And the sports world is mourning the loss of UNC basketball legend Eric Montross, who died after a battle with cancer. And today is likely to be the coldest day of the week. Our afternoon high 45, but the wind chill will make it feel even colder. I'll show you what it will look like through the day coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Our temperatures as you're heading out the door are in the low to mid 30s, but that's not the only story. It's breezy out there, so we're feeling like anywhere from mid to upper 20s as you're stepping out. So keep that in mind as you're sending the kids out the door. Temperatures on the thermometer may not look that cold, but it's feeling really chilly. Now this afternoon, definitely going to look chilly. 43, that's much colder than normal for this time of year. So the kids will be happy to have those winter coats. It will feel like upper 30s with the wind chill. We take a look at Willie's Winter Wonderland, and it's going to be a chilly one. Opening gates at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, it'll feel like 43, and then it'll be in the mid-30s by the time we get to 8 o'clock. But again, with the wind chill, it is likely to feel like 30s for most of the day, so a coat will feel good all day long. Brett?
Taking a look at traffic right now, and we are delay-free in and out of Raleigh right now. Maybe a couple-minute delay if you're coming in from Wake Forest on US 1 southbound if you hit one of those stoplights. But over in the Durham area, same story right now, delay-free. We're not seeing any incidents out there on the roadway right now, which is good news here this morning. We'll let you know if that changes, of course. I-87 at Old Bun Road, that is our live look there. And you see a few cars coming in from that neck of the woods, but so far so good out in that area. Ken?
All right, Brett, thanks. UNC, of course, the basketball family continuing to mourn the loss of a big-time player and ambassador of the sport. Eric Montross died Sunday morning after a battle with cancer. He was 52 years old. Montross was diagnosed in March. He played under Coach Dean Smith from 1990 to 1994 and was the starting center on the team that won it all in 1993. Eric Montross is survived by his wife and three children.
A new law in Texas is aimed at punishing people who come into the state illegally. Governor Greg Abbott signed the law yesterday. It gives local law officials the ability to arrest migrants who try to sneak into the state. Supporters are praising the move, saying it gives Texas another way to protect its southern border. 21 Democratic lawmakers wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland expressing grave concern about the law. It's set to go into effect in March.
Well, new video from North Korea shows the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's state-owned media released this video. Japanese authorities say the missile flew at a high trajectory for about 73 minutes before falling into the sea just west of Japan. Analysts say it could have the potential to hit anywhere in the U.S. if launched at a lower trajectory. North Korea has not proven it can do that, though. But experts say this launch indicates a growing reliability of the country's illegal weapons program.
The federal government is trying to make it harder for officers found guilty of misconduct to get hired at other police departments. The Justice Department launched a new national database to organize information on the misconduct of federal officers. It will flag them during the hiring process for law enforcement positions. President Biden says it's part of an executive order on police reforms that he signed last year.
One of America's most popular beer brands may have trouble reaching store shelves next year. About 5,000 Teamsters working at Anheuser-Busch voted to authorize a strike if a new contract can't be reached. The current work agreement expires at the end of February. The Teamsters work at 12 breweries. Strike votes are a common part of labor negotiations, and many never materialize into an actual strike, but sometimes they do, like the strike against all three domestic automobile manufacturers that lasted for weeks.
As you prepare to head home for the holidays or host your family and friends, there's one gift you don't want to be giving: a virus. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise, according to the CDC, and that includes the flu, COVID-19, and RSV. This morning on Today, NBC senior medical correspondent Dr. John Torres will have practical advice for what you can start doing now to make sure that everyone stays healthy for the holidays. Today airs at 7, right here on WREL. It is 6:17, and let's get a check on our cool weather with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Quite a change from yesterday morning when we were sitting in the 50s.
Yeah, it was extremely warm yesterday. So temperatures are much closer to normal this morning, mainly in the low to mid 30s, but it feels colder than that with the wind chill. It looks nice. Our skies have cleared. Of course, we'll see that when the sun comes up. Goldsboro looking pretty there with all the lights, and Apex too with the holiday decorations. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant in Fayetteville, right there in front of our newsroom on Hayes Street. All is quiet this morning. Of course, we did have a few flurries yesterday evening, but that has moved on out. Our temperature is on the left and the wind chill is on the right. So it feels like 23 in Southern Pines, but the actual temperature is 31. It's 32 in Roxborough, but it feels like 26. It feels like 27 in South Hill and Rocky Mount. It feels like 29 in the Triangle area, and Goldsboro does feel like 30 in Clinton with a temperature of 34. So our hour by hour wind chill, we're going to feel like mainly mid 20s this morning, mid to upper 20s. But it will feel only like the upper 30s this afternoon. So turning much colder this afternoon, actual low of 45, but feeling like 30s. Take a look at that. Yep, as it rolled through, the radar was picking up that little band of precipitation as rain because our temperatures here on the ground were in the mid to upper 40s. And it's just making some assumptions about what's happening based on temperature. But just above our heads, temperatures were obviously above freezing. And it was that cold air was close enough to us that those snowflakes were able to make it to the ground before they melted. Of course, there were some snow showers back in the mountains where temperatures were noticeably colder. But of course, it was too warm for any of that to stick last night. We're looking at clear skies for the most part for it today. We'll roll it on through lunchtime and into the afternoon. We should see nice, bright conditions. But let's move it ahead and talk about the weekend. Saturday is looking good. Saturday, we should see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. But Sunday for Christmas Eve, we start to see the clouds rolling in. And Monday for Christmas Day, that's midnight as Santa Claus takes his flight, you can start to see a system back to the north and west. Now, right now, I feel like that our chances for sprinkles are minimal, but we did put it in the forecast for both Sunday and Monday for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, a 20% chance. We might be able to back that off a little bit, but we're just going to watch what's happening with that system that is likely to bring some fairly heavy rain for next week, but it doesn't look like it arrives for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Temperatures will be mild in the mid to upper 50s. Overnight lows are above freezing. So we could see a soaker right after Christmas, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that could mean some heavy rain for our area again. But our first day of winter is looking a little warmer. Of course, today and tomorrow, fairly chilly. Tonight, we're going to see temperatures down into the mid-20s, but we do rebound and things look a little bit more pleasant. Right now, it looks like it'll be cloudy, maybe a few sprinkles for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But you know what we won't see?
Snow.
That's right.
And that's, I'm the Grinch. I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't need a white Christmas. I'm always cold. So let's take a look at traffic now. And right now, we're looking good out there on the road right now. A green all across the board. 440, the Beltline, 540, all in the clear. If you use US 70, Glenwood Avenue in between Durham and Raleigh, you're also in the clear right now. I-40 at Davis Drive. We saw an incident out there on the roadways yesterday that caused some pretty big backups. Right now, we're in the clear right there near the Durham Freeway. We'll let you know if that changes, and we'll let you know if any other incidents pop up. Ken and Renee.
Hey, Brett, thanks. Durham pulling the plug on its gunshot detection program. Well, the city council voted against extending Durham's contract with ShotSpotter.
Fans of the Detroit Pistons are hungry for a win, and they want chicken wings. Why they're making Wingstop the butt of jokes during the team's losing streak ahead in what's trending.
And as we head to a break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Netflix may have a spinoff to its hit Wednesday in the works.
Yeah, the new show would reportedly focus on another member of the Addams family. The proposed spinoff would be about Uncle Fester, played by Fred Armisen.
Bloomberg broke the news. It says the studio behind Wednesday is in deep talks to expand the show's universe. Wednesday has already been renewed for a second season.
Yeah, Wednesday, a huge hit on Netflix and introduced a whole new generation to the Addams family. Uncle Fester is a very intriguing character. Yeah. You know, he can conduct electricity. So this new series, it could inspire some interesting storylines.
Yeah, and we could learn a little bit of backstory about Uncle Fester, hopefully.
Sure.
Let's see.
Also trending, fans of the NBA's Detroit Pistons really want some chicken wings. Detroit area Wingstop locations offer five free wings after every Pistons win. Last night, the Pistons lost their 24th consecutive game. Fans on social media have made jokes aimed at Wingstop after every loss, including asking Santa for wings because this promotion isn't happening.
Like, if I lived in Detroit, I would be really upset because I really like Wingstop wings. So if they continue this pace, they will be able to tie the record of the most losses in the season with 28, and that was held by the 76ers back in 2015. But come on, Pistons. It's a really good team, but they just can't figure out the offense.
The only winner in this promo is Wingstop because they are saving a ton of money by not giving out free wings. Well, this is a live look right now at the DBAP. Look at all the lights. Woolies Winter Wonderland really getting into the holiday spirit with a new night of fun this week. And you can now get tickets for today through Saturday. Woolies will take a break for Christmas Eve and Christmas, but back up with sledding fun through New Year's Day. Entertain your family or your out-of-town guests with the Bulls Express train, igloos in the infield, a sledding hill, and much more. You can get your tickets at DurhamBulls.com.
Today, Wake County school leaders will meet about putting a controversial law into place. Coming up, more on the pushback that could stop this law from going into effect.
And temperatures are falling, but what you really need to know is the wind chill. We're in the 20s almost everywhere right now as you step out the door. I'll show you what it will feel like this afternoon. I'll give you a hint. It stays awfully cold.
And check out this beautiful video from the North Carolina mountains. Big snowflakes coming down in Ashe County. We'll show you some video from people here in the Triangle who saw some wet flakes overnight.